Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The education system is at an inflection point as we enter year 3 of this pandemic. Most schools are pushing to stay open during a surge in COVID-19 cases fueled by the Omicron variant, but many are having a tough time with staffing and ensuring students, parents, and staff are satisfied with safety measures. Elsewhere on the program, we hear from high school students organizing walkouts to demand better conditions. Right now, let's hear from the teacher's perspective. Osa Tui Jr. is president of the Hawaii State Teachers Association and joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. Your union represents more than 13,000 public school teachers, and there's only one statewide school district there run by the Hawaii State Department of Education. What are you hearing from teachers about current conditions due to COVID?
Our teachers are struggling. First burnt out from a whole, you know, going into the third year of COVID, it's been a struggle. And to now come into the Omicron variant where classrooms might have a third, a half of the class not in the classroom, they don't know whether to start a new lesson or not. To have such staffing shortages where security guards and others are being pulled in to essentially babysit classes because there's no lessons going on. And classes having to be put into gymnasiums, auditoriums, cafeterias, just so that there's adult supervision. It is very crazy right now.
How is this situation impacting you personally?
Well, you know, everyone needs some mental health, and we just haven't had any mental health breaks. Everyone is trying to do their best to keep the students safe, which is the ultimate goal here. I have parents and grandparents who are just so upset that their children are bringing home COVID. And in Hawaii, where the cost of living is so high, we have so many multi-generational homes. So to have the young ones bringing home COVID, where we have very elderly people, grandmothers, grandfathers, just to hear the students say, oh, you know, I've got COVID, my mom had COVID, my uncle has COVID, everybody, you know, in these families are now catching COVID, and they can't even come to school to pick up work sometimes. And teachers are just doing everything they can to keep students where they need to be and trying to make sure that they can juggle the different lessons, the different places that all of their students are.
A former teacher in North Texas has a TikTok video that has become very popular that's been widely viewed, and it really doubles down on what you're saying. She's concerned about superintendent turnover and says that at this rate, there aren't going to be any teachers around next year. Her name is Felicia Jimenez, and here she is on TikTok.
Teachers are out with COVID. They're just putting them in these spreader events like combining classes. Kids are in classes without teachers, and masks are still optional in several of these districts. Almost all of them, masks are still optional. I need you to understand that next year, teachers are not taking this abuse, and we will have no teachers for our kids.
She brings up a good point about the future, how sustainable this is. What are your concerns about the future of the education system at large, not just Hawaii, but across the country, if conditions don't change?
Yes, we're seeing people leaving the profession in droves, especially those who can retire as soon as possible. They're not waiting anymore. Throughout the country, teachers don't feel valued. It's a lot of just words like, we value you, but then the actions don't match with the words. And that's really what's upsetting and what is driving people out of the profession and not attracting folks into the profession.
Your union is advocating for improved access to testing, high quality masks for all, and more transparency around metrics that basically determine when a school needs to transition to hybrid learning. What has been the response from the district?
Yes, we've been asking since Delta was going on, and as Delta was coming down, we were saying we need to plan. There needs to be a plan for when the next variant comes along, because there's going to be a next variant. And sure enough, Omicron came and showed us that, yes, if you didn't plan, you were going to be stuck. And, well, unfortunately, our district has kind of made the determination that, no, they're not going to plan for that. And now we're seeing the consequences.
Well, you know, the response from the district, though, is to look at the numbers. They report between December 1st and the 20th of December, a daily average of just 19 positive cases across nearly 42,000 staff and 160,000 students. It says that these numbers actually show that mitigation strategies are working and that schools can and should stay open. What do you say to that?
they're saying that as Omicron hadn't really fully hit yet. Now we're looking at just in the past week or so, a daily average of 564 cases in our schools versus 19. So to say that, you know, our strategies work, look how low it were. Now we see, no, those strategies actually didn't work and we have high case counts in our schools.
Osatui Jr. is president of the Hawaii State Teachers Association. The union represents more than 13,000 public school teachers. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And we asked the Hawaii Department of Education for comment, and a spokesperson referred us to the most recent newsletter from Interim Superintendent Keith Hayashi. He acknowledges the demands placed on schools right now are intense and that the department is actively exploring strategies to provide relief. Hayashi says working with state and federal agencies is what they're doing right now to ensure that the district has enough COVID-19 tests for staff and students.